Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. So as we said in the previous Mishnah, when it comes to overlooked bundles, we said there is a Sa'atayim limit. There's a 2 Se'ah, which is a measurement, limit to what's considered to be a bundle. And therefore, if something is bigger than that measurement, it cannot be considered to be Shecha, because it's not a bundle anymore, it's more of a pile. The same is going to apply when it comes to shicha bakama. As we've said in previous Mishnayot, there's another type of shicha. There's another type of forgetting things behind, which is, if I forget to harvest a certain plot of land. So same here, same thing over here. If I forget to harvest a huge chunk of my land, do we say that, oh, everything goes to the poor people, they can come pick whatever they want? The answer is no. There's a limit to how much could be left behind that's considered to be shicha. Mishnah says, "Kamash yesh ba sa'atayim u'shechaha ena shecha." If a person had standing grain that section was more than 2 se'ah, and a person forgot about it, he forgot to harvest it, it's not considered to be shecha. It's too much to be considered to be shecha en ba sa'atayim. But if that in that little section, I don't have 2 se'ah worth of actual grain right there at that moment. Aval hi de'uya la'asot sa'atayim, but within that amount of land, within that amount of stalks that are growing, it's possible in certain situations, if the grains grew thick and they grew in a full-size way, it's possible that those grains could be sa'atayim, but they aren't actually right now. Afilu hishel tofah. Even if these grains are here, are super scrawny, super thin, like a tofah is a grass pea. A grass pea is a bean-like plant with very scrawny seeds. So it doesn't really provide sa'atayim. Ro'in ota ki'ilu hi shel anava shel se'orim. We look at this, the stalks in front of us, as if they're full-size barley kernels. Yeah, full-size barley kernels. If they grew in this section, they would have been more than 2 se'ah. So even though the reality is right now, what's standing in those grains are not 2 se'ah, we say they have the potential to become 2 se'ah. And therefore, they have more time to grow. If we left them here, they could grow because they're still in the ground. So they have more potential to grow into something bigger. So we can't say that they won't become 2 se'ah. So in that situation, if that plot of land and that amount of stalks could possibly grow into sa'atayim, we would say that if they may harvest it right now, that if you're looking at it right now, it's not considered to be shecha, even though there's not sa'atayim there, because a person could have his farm grow into sa'atayim if he just left it. So therefore, in this situation, where it would grow into sa'atayim potentially, we allow the Baal HaBayit to go back and retrieve whatever is there and harvest his field.